Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Under the broad book of travel and the etiquettes of travel, we start a new chapter today. Babu Adabi Siri wal Nuzuli wal Mabiti wal Nomi fi Safari, wa Stihbabi Sura wal Rifqi bid Dawabi, wa Mura'ati Maslihatiha, wa Amri man Qassara min Haqqiha bil Qiyami bi Haqqiha, wa Jawazi al Irdafi ala Dabati idha kanat tutiqu dhalik. The chapter on the etiquette of traveling, of stopping, spending the night and sleeping whilst on journey, the desirability of traveling sometimes at night, being kind to animals and seeing to their needs, to order those who are deficient in fulfilling the rights of animals to fulfill their rights, the permissibility of two people sitting on an animal if that animal is able to bear the weight of these two people. So there are a few things that are taught to us. The first is the etiquette of traveling, moving on the journey, what etiquettes there are. Etiquettes when stopping overnight. Etiquettes of sleeping on the journey. Sometimes a person may travel at night. We'll explain this just now. Yesterday we did the hadith about traveling during the day and the early part of the day, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would generally send out the armies during the early part of the day. How it's nice to travel on a Thursday if possible and the early part of the day. Today we'll do a hadith that shows us that it's also permissible to travel at night, especially in Arab countries where it's very hot during the day to travel. Sometimes it's much easier to travel at night. So Shariat is so beautiful, so flexible, that where there's a need to travel at night, Shariat doesn't stop us from traveling at night. So there is permissibility also to travel at night. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam generally would like to travel in the day and the early part of the day. The next part of this chapter that we started is those that are deficient to fulfilling the rights of animals, we should encourage them. That you are not fulfilling the rights of animals. Now look at this, in the time of Jahiliyat, when there was no morals, when there was no scruples, even as far as girls was concerned, human beings were concerned, to bury them alive was nothing. It was actually a sign of pride that I can bury so many girls alive. At that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he's teaching them about the rights of animals. Where Islam brought, what a change Islam brought. People talk about miracles. This in itself was a miracle. In a short period of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching people that bury their daughters alive, that worry about the rights of animals, and if you see anybody not fulfilling the rights of animals, encourage them, command them to fulfill the rights of animals. Why? Because on journey, at that time, they would use these animals all the time, and there was the likelihood that these animals also can be abused on the journey. Use the animals in such a way that you don't fulfill the rights on a journey. A person is rushing to his place, he's not concerned whether they're getting enough to eat, he's overworking them. This last part of the hadith is telling us, or the chapter is telling us, that two people, the permissibility of two people sitting on an animal, like a camel or a big animal for example, or a horse, if that animal is able to bear it, then only two people must sit. Otherwise you're going to be unnecessarily straining that animal. This is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we go in the hadith, we'll see it comes teaching us that animal also, don't overburden it. One is as far as food and drink is concerned, one is as far as sitting on that animal also is concerned. Don't overburden it. This is the beauty of Islam. So many different things have been taught to us. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا سَافَرْتُمْ فِي الْخِصْبِ فَأَعْطُوا الْإِبِلَ حَظَّهَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا سَافَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْجَدْبِ فَأَسْرِعُوا عَلَيْهَا السَّيْرُ وَبَادِرُوا بِهَا نِقْيَهَا وَإِذَا عَرَسْتُمْ فَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّرِيقَ فَإِنَّهَا طُرُقُ الدَّوَابِ وَمَأْوَى الْهَوَامِ بِاللَّيْلِ رواه مسلم. عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان في السفر فعرس بالليل إذ طجع على يمينه وإذا عرس قبيل الصبح نصب ذراعه ووضع رأسه على كفه. قال العلماء إنما نصب ذراعه لئلا يستغرق في النوم فتفوت صلاة الصبح عن وقتها أو عن أول وقتها. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you travel in grasslands, then give that animal its share of the land. What he's speaking about is that when you're moving on land, on terrain, that is grassy terrain, green terrain, now that animal also is tempted to eat, because that animal is also feeling for grass. Like how when we're hungry and we're walking past the kitchen and we can smell all that food coming, we also feel for that food. That animal, now whilst you're riding, it's got eyes. Allah has blessed it with eyes. It can see that grassy land. So now you're going or riding with the thing on the grassy land, but you're not giving it a chance to eat. And that you shouldn't be doing. So here when you're going on grassy land, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that give that camel its share of the land. Give it a chance also. Stop. Even if it means you're stopping for a while, giving it a chance, allow this animal also to eat. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that when you travel in barren lands, in lands where there's nothing to eat, then what do you do? Travel quickly so that you reach your destination before this animal tires. Animal gets tired now, there's nothing for it to eat. So at that part, move quickly. In other words, time your journey such that you can be at places where this animal can eat at the time when you're resting. And if you happen to go to a place where there isn't much food, those lands that are barren, then move from there quickly. In other words, your journey should also work around this animal. You do your timing so that you don't harm this animal in any way. Look at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even thinking about the animal as far as its food and its drink is concerned. There Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say that when you camp at night, now further giving advice to people that are traveling, that when you camp at night, avoid the paths, because those are the paths of animals and the places of refuge for other creatures. Other creatures are there. In other words, the pathways that you're going to, the next hadith will explain this a little bit better. Now don't sleep on the pathway. Don't camp there on the pathway, because other creatures, etc., they use the pathway also to move, other animals, etc. So you may be, by these other creatures that are there at night, you may be subject to getting injured or hurt. They may bite you, they may hurt you. Or at the same time, you may be in the way of other people that may want to go by you sleeping on the path. So this is not the place for you to stay. The next hadith, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey and camped at night. He would lie down on his right side. Now here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling. Night had come, it was late. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on a journey and camped. Whenever he was on a journey and had to camp over at night, he would lie down on his right hand side. This was always the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would sleep, then he would sleep on his right hand side. If he camped over just before dawn, in other words, the latter part of the night, if he went and he camped with the people, it was just before now the time of Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place his arm upright and put his head on his palm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put his arm like this on the ground, upright. So the arm was down like this, the palm is like this, and then he would rest. So in other words, he wouldn't rest his hand flat, the arm is down onto the ground, as though it's erected up like this, with the palm, and then the head on this, on the palm. The reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this, now we understand it's just before Fajr, it's tired, a time where a person is tired, for example, in our understanding, maybe about 2-3 o'clock, a person is going to have a small rest. It's very likely that he can oversleep because he's sleeping so late. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, considering that Fajr salah to come, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would rest like this so that he doesn't go into a deep sleep. Look at the consideration for Fajr salah. All night was traveling, they're out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much of fikr they have been making the whole day. But yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not forgetting that Fajr salah, this is how he would rest so that the Fajr salah doesn't go away. Ask ourselves, we are not doing for jihad or out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person just having a braai, or sometimes we just with friends till so late, there is no consideration at all for Fajr Salah. Whereas the right thing for us to be doing is going to sleep early and to wake up early. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to go around with a whoop at night, and he would see anybody just talking unnecessarily, and then he'll whoop them and he'll tell them that you all are sleeping, and you all are speaking after Isha, and at the time of Fajr, you all are sleeping. Is this the thing to be doing? In other words, after Isha, no unnecessary activity. Is there a dini talk? There's talim taking place. or a person is making mashwara, or there's something deeni taking, there's no harm. But just to waste the nights, especially nowadays, you find how many complaints are coming from non-Muslims that the Muslims are playing the pedal tennis at night in areas where people are staying, and so much of disturbance it is causing. Non-Muslims are complaining that late at night Muslims are playing, whereas Muslims are supposed to be resting early, waking up early for tahajjud salat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so considerate, even on a journey, I mustn't miss my salah. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of being concerned about our salah, being concerned about people around us, even being concerned about animals. So when Qurbani time comes and we got animals, then we should worry and we should be concerned. But are we taking care of these animals? Look how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will teach us to take care of the animals. Brothers, the jamaat in our masjid, alhamdulillah. So anybody has got free time today to try and join the jamaat for mulaqats, etc., after salah, the programs are taking place. So we should try to participate, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.